You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Beautiful note, Yehuda. It's funny. So I worked hard. I was looking at Sidrei Torah, one of the big poskim in Hilchos Nida. Sidrei Torah, it's called. It's a classic. So I was, I put together.
Present?
No, 200 years ago. Chachmei from the Dardea 200 years ago, centuries ago. From the big poskim, not in the Sidrei Torah in Delach right now. Nothing wrong, but it's you're talking. It's the same Rabbi Kivega, and you say, Yeah. So I prepared. I learned some Sidrei Torah. I blew them up. This is in the Pesachei Tshuva. It's quoting the Pesachei Tshuva. I'm so rusty on the Chasnida. So Baruch Hashem, I found some nice Sidrei Torah. So he's telling a Chacham about it. He says, okay, look at this. I'll have enough. Hi, Sam. It's a beautiful note to be heard. We're going to start with. Let's start.
I'm waiting for you.
That's it.
I have a sheet here.
I don't think so. This is a pamphlet. No, that's a different one. Okay. Levar Tamid Rab Nechemia. To explain the reason the Amar Davashin and Mekabel Tumin and Mekabel Ksamen. A mystery. In today's daf, you had color. If you finished the daf, if it's on color, there's no Ksamen. We learned from Nechemia a few days ago that if there's dam on Ein Mekabel Tumin, there's no Ksamen. Laniyat's Taiti there. This is a classic note of Yehuda. Mishuda Kesev Mishneh Tama. Kesev Mishneh Esakasha. Lama Ksamim Tmeim. Why Ksamim Tmeim? Havi Sveik. Every Kesev is Sveik. Safek Me'alma. Maybe it came Me'alma. You know it came from the woman. Into Zomi Mana. Shemim Minat Stadim. So every Kesev, is Safek Me'alma, even though it's not bugs. See, if you don't check, in other words, they didn't check. There's blood all over the place. It's so clean. So you don't know it came from the woman. Every kesev, you don't know it came from the woman.
Terrible lice problems.
Who?
All the years.
Yeah, right.
Terrible.
That's the Gemara says. The Gemara says, we won't do.
Bed bugs are back.
Bed bugs have lice.
Yeah, but today we get rid of them. In the mirror, we had bed bugs. When I was in the mirror, they closed the mirror one day because they had to get rid of the bed bugs. Yeah, I used to wake up in the morning. Ooh, it's not fun. The whole body.
They had
tremendous amount of lice. Yeah. That is a pella. He's going to ask. Either it came from her, maybe it's not from the makar. It's another suffix. I know Beresh Perik. Tes ma'isere bia. That's the Kesem Mishnah. Uva atshuvas achon rishadu b'naga, they threw a ratchet. The suffik minat studim, ain't no suffik. You see, what did we learn? Shishaninu dama nimtza b'prozdar, chayav malav. If you find dam in the prozdar, you don't know it came from the makar, maybe it came from the studim, like the aliyah, remember that? Chayav malav al b'yas mikdash chaskasa minat makar. Sveika. So, they ask on the Kesem Mishnah, this fake is not a good fake. Okay. It
took me a couple minutes to find the number.
Yeah, thank you for sending it out. But it seems others got the text, though. Others got the, you're not the only ones.
10 minutes
ago. Oh, from him?
That was from me.
Yeah, but I got no further.
Oh, you got one early?
I got it from Ben.
We have to figure it out. We'll have to figure it out. So he says like this. This is what so he says. Ani Omer, in the fifth line of Nun Beis, fifth line of the Tshuva. Ani Omer Shikami Shum Savik Zel Lachud Shemim Alma Yolatar. You don't need a Sveika. Ksamim Omi Drabbanim Savik Drabbanim Lakula. The Kesef Mishnah is Sveika. That's not a Savik. Studim. Studim Liyah. That's not a Savik. If it came from the woman's from inside the woman, we assume it came from the Makar. He said, one suffix should be enough. Shemim Ya'amah Yalatar. She'en kan isa toira klau. Ksamim ma'omid rabbanon. She'en lo higisha uvisit rabbanon mani suffix. Yachad la'akel. So the other Yehudi is, okay, it's not a sveik, but it's one suffix, and it's only the rabbanon ksamim, so you should be mitar with one suffix. Divinir la nil stait. She'af shemim ator binin ha'gosha. Even ator binin ha'gosha. Ha'ilot tam ha'isha, mishum nida. You need a gosh, a woman should be a nida. To a shiva, the osasul, the bailo called shiva, to be a nida. You wouldn't believe that as soon as we learned the sugya of Hagasha, so Michael, Eloi Michael, says, Makar Makamatami, do you need Hagasha or not? He right away, you know, Michael just like, so you know, I usually keep him quiet down, you know, shush them up. I said, I don't know. So here it is. The next day I saw the no beard, I tell him, guess what? The Kanda Makar Makamatami, I'm sorry, it's in my top my norm, I don't have extras, I'm short. The Kaimalan, the Makar Makamatami, Imkir Hadam, Shab Kami Tame. Without Agasha, the blood is tame. Makam kamatame. To make the woman tame, you need Agasha. But the blood, makam kamatame, we paskin. For that, you don't need Agasha, says the Nod Yoda. Makes sense. The Hari is right. Makam kamatame doesn't necessarily need Agasha. To make her nida, you need Agasha. So, but it goes on her body. The blood is tummy. That's the raisa. See, there's a tumma daraisa here. Because if it's blood, neither without hagasha, but still the blood is tummy, it's avatumma. It's when tummy the isha, if it touches, not inside the body, you know. When it goes out, since we mitami are tumas erev, asina osu shumin amakar, so we paskin it's from the makar. Shuv mechach mitami osu shum nid midrabban and shum abli agasha tme. This is his point. In other words, you are paskining the gabi the tum of the blood which doesn't need hagasha. See, safik daraisa, you're paskining lechumra. So, but it's Mitamad. Now, this doesn't answer the question of Nechemiah yet. We'll get there in a minute. So he's saying, well, since you Mitami the blood anyway, I'll Makam Makamotame. So then, we Mitami her, Mitrabanan, without her gush. We don't say, oh, it didn't come from her. Because Lagabe
took. It becomes a Nida.
Midrabanan.
Midrabanan. Yeah. It's a pretty extreme.
Yeah, okay. El Bilchayr, it's not a penalty. It's like, it's, I called it in the Shia Migu. When I said this over in the Daf Yomi, I called it like a migo.
It's
not a gzera.
Abu
Chayra. Then he asks, "Have loyal lel tamis isha? She sveik sveika. Ah, by the isha, there's a sveik sveika. Sveik enu mimena klau. First of all, the old sveik of the case of Mishnah. Maybe it's not for her. Him telling mimena shemen not tafled yomer smug lechutz v'lo noga divsara." The tami isha has to touch her body. How do you know it touched her body? It can just drip out and not touch her body. Even the makom dam is makar makom tami. It can only be matama when it leaves the body. You don't know it touched her body. The kev she ain't a tamei anita. Im came to masa rise. She's not a nita. She didn't have a gosha. Im came ain't to masa rak mishum maga. Yesh suffik shem alo naga dam bivsaluchutz. It's a sveik sveika. So the issue is a sveik sveik. You don't have to be matame har, even makar makame tame. See, what he's saying to the is, even if makar makame tame, it's still a sveik sveika, lagavi the blood touching the woman. Lagavi the woman being tame tumas erev, is a sveik sveik. Maybe the blood doesn't come from her. And even if it comes from her, maybe it never touched her body on the outside. But you have to be the tame the kli it touches. That's where it comes from. You gotta be metami the beggar. It's a suffix daraisa. So it's a migo like. Migo, you metami the beggar. And that's a suffix daraisa. Makar makamotame. So you have to be metami the beggar. So we're metami the isha. Since legabi the beggar, or the kli, that the blood fell on, that's a suffix daraisa. It's a suffix daraisa. What's a suffix daraisa? The blood may have come from Isha. So, but me, right, make her nida.
It's not matam.
You're just saying that we want to say, what's a suffix darabanan if this blood came from the woman? The suffix darabanan is the blood come from the woman, it came me alma. So we say, legabe, the kli it fell on, you got to say it came from the woman. Because that's daraisa. So since it's a Safi Dorais, you have to say it came from the woman. So Legabe Nida, we say it also came from the woman. I call this like a migo. We decided, Shehu Mina Isha, she be Safik Tyra. Safik Dorais, they say, did this blood come from the outside or from the woman?
Without
so, Agasha. Because Makar Makama Tame, you don't need Agasha. Makar Makama Tame, you don't need Agasha. That's the Chiddush of the Nag Biyud.
That Makar. She could come from the beggar.
No. Since we're establishing Lagabe the Beged, that the blood came from her, so Lagabe Hilchas Nida, even though it's only the Rabbanim, say it came from her. There are two ramifications of the blood coming from her body. One, you need it, Mahagasha form, one you don't need. One is Doraisa. Lagabe Mitami, the Kli or the Beged, so it's a Safik Doraisa. If it came from you, Mitami, the Kli or the Beged. Now, the Beged can't be Mitami Har, by the way. It's only a Rishi. The blood is in Av, the Beged can't be Mitami Har. But, we say, since Legabe the Beged, we say the blood came from her, so Legabe Yilchas Nida, even though it's a Safik Drabbanon, we say the blood came from her. That's the Nag Biyud. Chak Shalom Lechalik, look, so read it. Let's read it. Let's give the Nag Biyud a chance. So he says to you, for the I know you can beat Tzachanis. This is
no, because it's two steps up. That's what's bothering me. You could make her Tomei, but what are you making her Nida for?
If the blood came from her, she's a Nida Drabban. You're making it ties. We only have one suffix. Uh-huh. The blood came from her, it came now. If it came from her, even without her Gosha, she's a Nida Drabban.
Okay.
If it came from her, she's a Nida Drabban. But since Legabi the Raisa, Legabi the Beged, you have to say the blood came from her. So since Legabi that din, you say the blood came from her. So establishing the blood came from her. So Legabi Nida, we also say the blood came from her. Yesav l'chach shalom l'chalek. In order to make a chilek, muchrachim anol tami gama isha mishum nida midrabbanan t'lo boy hagasha. V'zeo b'nimtza b'davar m'kabal tumma. Gainas. That's if you metabol the beged or the abdavah mekabel tumah. But if it falls on something that's not mekabel tumah, so the makar mekame tame is not metame the thing, so when the metame the isha. It's a great shtickle.
It makes the incident.
It's a brilliant shtickle. It's a little pilpul, but it's a brilliant shtickle. Yeah.
It makes the same action once good and once not. In other words, just because there's something that is mekabel tumah beged, she's tummy, and if there's something not there,
it's then not. You don't have that migu. You don't have ain't on the
chalek. But it's the same thing. It's the same incident.
It's a change chances, but here you have a low lechalek.
When it's going to be a lumbus because yeah. Now you have something you have to pass.
So you already have that.
The woman knows that she was matama. She knows. The woman knows she was matama.
So that's Zakat Nag Yud, the final line for the next sheet.
How was I matama something, but I'm not tummy?
I want you to know, Rabbi Say, 45%. I blew this up 45%. You should see a little piece of paper. I had to know like a little. I blew it up 45%. The oil is coming.
In the case of three women, and you find the kesa.
So it's confusing.
In the case of three women, when you find the kesem on the bed.
Today's daven.
Right, and all three check and they don't see nothing. So they all become tummy.
Right.
Why do they become tummy?
Obviously the blood came from one of them.
But they all checked it. It didn't come from them.
So it's possible that they bled, and now there's nothing left.
So they don't come tame from the kesem. They become tame because of
yes, they come from the tag kesem.
So you but, just before that daily can
I don't mind. I don't mind teaching this morning's daf again.
But no, I'm saying you see.
I'll explain to you tomorrow. You want an upshot in the Gemara?
Because
a woman bleeds doesn't mean when she checks a few minutes later she's going to find blood in the makar. It doesn't mean, you know, if one lady checks and she's tame, we say, aha, right. That kesem came from right. Her. But if they all check and they're all tar, so then we say, it came from one of them, and they found it tar, so there's no more blood left in the milk, the last drop dripped out. That's simple. Okay, v'zeo b'nimtza. Somebody in our daf was mixed up, it was very annoying. Somebody who's, you know, it's not a quiet member of our daf was getting confused. Okay, Vizel.
When
did
we confused?
In our daf, somebody
was
confused.
Yes, he never.
It wasn't Yitzchak.
Zeh benimtza v'dam. You were here this one. You left early. You weren't here.
No, I came about 2 minutes late.
Just a minute. Zeh benimtza. V'zeh benimtza v'dam v'mekabel tuma. Last line before the second sheet. V'dam v'mekabel tuma. V'al shem v'tuma lo shaych sfaranal. U'lechachin v'mekabel ksamim. Now he asks. I mean, he has a nice kashin of you. He challenges this. What if I have something that's only makabel tumas negoyim on a thread? So you don't really have this far. See, we learned in his nice kashan himself that even on a thread, and then write the warp, the woof, the warp, whatever, you know, old fashioned English, art scroll English. Even on the thread, I call it a thread, but even on the thread, the warp, it's only makabel tumas negoyim. So there you don't have this svara. The blood is not going to tell me the warp. It's only going to tell me the gun. The af. Fake the nugget on himself. Shafilu davi makabra tumas the gun. So here you don't have that svara because the blood is not going to tell me the warp. Gazubok sanum. Hainu shalachai bla makabra tumas the gazakal. Okay. You have to say love plug. And that you have to say love plug. This is already a little weak. Mutsasi mefurish. Bagos maimonis. I'll say v'tameid ram nechenya. So he found in Hagos Maimonides the Rabbi Yehuda came shadav shakes motar kam yishlo gazru hay mashis ni do kapto mas kes ni kom kapto mas ni go ni mat kan shama tsakh lo fash tam shlo khil bidav kam kapto so you have to say this slow plug even though it's not a kapto. Okay, boy, say a few ha'aris. Let me give you a few ha'aris. I have a sidrei tyra. This is the sidrei tyra mentioned so in gedayli when you learn mesechus nida. Beiyun, Sidrei Tyre is a Gedolei Paiskim, but Emes a deep mafabla. It's like Tzais. I would convince like the Tzais and Hilchos Nida, Sidrei Tyre. So Goyin and Achron. So I prepared some stuff here. I want to give you, look at the third line from the Taf Pei Yud Ches. I want to show you Machlokes. Uladaito Nirali, he's saying Pshat in another Paisik, he argues. The question is, Pachas Michigris, if you know it came from the woman's body, are you metame a kesem? This is the shot. If you find on a stain, pachas micha gris, and you know it came from the woman's body, are you gozer or not? So what do you think?
Did she have a gosha? No
hagosha? No hagosha, of course not. We'll study tonight also if we had time, in your hagosha. This is the argument. See, we say, less than a gris? Why won't they go to? Why won't they go to less than a gris? Bug! Let's say you know it came from the woman's body. So he says, well,
that's the question.
That's the question. Interesting question. Well, daitot sarchlam. Hadisi b'gmaru poiskim. Tamad the b'ina k'grisva, the third line, mishun the talib b'machoilis. Right, kids?
Yes.
Less than a gris. You're not matam, you say it's a bug. Hachi b'irusha. By the way, this works out great today. Today, you know, it's not a bug. You know,
yeah, that's it. There's no bugs.
That's it. This works great for today. We're toiling a bug. Come on. You know, we don't find blood all over our sheets. You know, Achi Perusho. The Kiv and the Cholastim Leim Dama Choyles. Since they're all the sheets are full of Dama Choyles. Lo Simsa Basle Eish Le Eishes Seti Le Basle. Since the Bas Avram Avinu, Avram Avinu, since the Bas Avram Shetiyah Shemesh, Avram Avinu Vashteitzach, since the Bas Avram Avinu Shteches Baila, Vishoch Mel Gosu Kal Pachmis Ba'oid Avivadei Meguf Asya Mishum Lo Plug. So I remember discussing with a Paisrik. I had Shailas Sam Alach Lemaisa. All these Shailas, of course, we have that a woman feels Zivas Davas Lach. One thing we'll cover in the next 5 or 10 minutes is a Shaila. What Hagash is. So most learn that the Ikub Shak is the opening of it opens up. The blood comes out, something opens up. Psichas HaKever. Some learn Zivas Tavalach, the Rabbi Yehuda argued, the Sri Tyrax. So let's say a lady feels Zivas Tavalach. We don't say that's not Hagash. We paskin it's not Hagash. But she knows it came from her body. If a woman felt moisture, so she felt the moisture, then she finds a keser. So, you know it came from the body. So according to the sheet, it's tar anyway.
Less than a gris.
Yeah. Because they weren't gozer, less than a gris. Came the shlo bagosh, shechas, the tom and atom, the abon tmeya. Hey, me'amur, ve'amur. The Kesem his wrist Torah, the Lo Kamer Ben Kesem Shachel Kesem Adam. Look at his great raya, black, a black one. Yeah, black. Tell in a bug. Yeah, so you tell in a bug. You tell in a bug, a black one. It's Adam Shalaka, but a bug. Look how bugs only bleed red blood. So you toilet. So the answer, this guy should say, no, it doesn't work by black.
Bugs don't have red bugs, they just suck your blood. And that's
but
red
some
blood.
Bugs,
they don't have red blood.
What is the machadis?
They just suck your blood, and then they do it, and then the redness.
What do you say,
Kai?
No, they don't have red blood.
They don't have red blood.
These are Google guys. I can't compete with you, Google guys. I don't
know. You kill an insect, you see.
Yeah, I know. It's your blood.
It's your blood.
I know that. I didn't know the macholas. I've never been in macholas before. The macholas less than the missa. Kesselim, because she cuts them and safer. Something or another, Shevesi. Elavadai, till a poiskin, the Hamel Gozo, a Kesbach's Begris Vaoid, like a Lemisma Cholas, the Vadi Mikuf Asya, Shuvim Lechalbin Kesem Lekesem. And Becholomer's Ksamim, Achiba Kashir. Kainari is something, Michas Yaakov, the Sukhmash of Mechaba now. He brings a Michas Yaakov. At the end, he argues, the Muyu says, no, I'm sorry. At the end, he dinzach. Then came Etzvim Chachmin Dikta Lashon Zeh, and Mashos HaBraisa, Vesugya Tekan. In the last lines, he argues on this Pesach. He says, no, it has to be.
So even though today we don't have any Macholas, less than a
Kippur, it's a Gris. It's possible it was a Gris. You know, you could say you're told on a Macholas, even though it's totally unlikely, but it's still, you know. Yeah, of course. We're Matar less than a Gris. In my, you know, what's a Gris? I say a nickel or a penny. So some guy said, oh, my pricing is a dime. I said, you can find machmirim. You want to find machmirim, go find machmirim. By me, it's a nickel or a penny. Okay. In the next paragraph, you know what he declares? There's also pisrei tshuva. Is it thick or thin? Scientific. Look at that bottom paragraph. Miu yesh la'ayin. Come up with some gris vod talim b'machos. And aksavim shavim b'zeh. Fam adam nitzra v'kavah b'makom echad. It's sometimes it's flat, it's a stain, and sometimes it's a clump. The if you flatten it out, it would be a gris. Do you go by the thickness of the kesem? So he changes his mind a little bit. So I'll show you at the end. How do you measure it? Do you measure how it would be when it's a stain? And sometimes it's the opposite. Sometimes the blood is less than a gris, but it's stretched out. You can tell the actual kesem was smaller, but sometimes from sweat or from other, it extends. So it's more than the gris, but the actual original stain was less than the gris. So, the nirali, look in the fifth line in the middle. The nirali, in the fifth line in the middle. They don't see him the shara kamosha bolfani. He only brought an ifcha. The main stain is less than gris. Raksvivo is pashtus chulchishel gufa kesem. Then we are metame. And it's, he says you don't go at all by the thickness of the stain. But then at the end he changes his mind. Umiyu. The last three lines. Right at the end. Takolafi roise neamayre. And madam tsavu nikma b'machar harbe. Then he claims this pashet. He wants to be machmir. We are not machmir, but the Sidrei Torah, first he says, it's a low plug. You just go by the kesem. You don't measure how thick or thin it is, which is simple. But at the end he says, okay, a couple of more shaylos. We don't do this. We see how big it is. We don't measure if it's thick or thin. We don't go like the Sidrei Torah. What is Hagosha? So, you remember the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos? Shmuel said, it's tar. So the Gemara says, it's midaraisa, but Rabban and Tami. Why is midaraban and Tami without Hagosha? The two svaras. Either Tosfos says, midaraban, you don't need Hagosha. Or Rashi says that she had Hagosha and she didn't know. You know, I looked for this Sidrei Torah, here's the kasha. You remember the Gemara says, Hagosha could be, if a woman had beer, she didn't know Hagosha, maybe it was Hagosha Shamus, you know, she doesn't know this difference between Hagoshas. So that he asked, it's a great time, one place, that every kesem, after, let's say, tashmish, or maybe after urinating, should be daraisa, because maybe how gush is maybe aglayim. So the chumra, we always take some only drabbanon with mekel, but if she just had beer before the kesem, so maybe she had hagasha, and she thought hagasha's shamus, or urinating hagasha's may raglaimahu. So that should be a big chumri. He has this guy. He has really a teretz, but I couldn't find it later when I wanted to print it for you. Now he says here, I want to end with this raya that I really don't understand so well. What is hagasha? Big shilam paiskim, three possibilities. Open of the makar, or the body, you know, when a woman bleeds sometimes, she gets cramps, or she shakes, there's some physical, or zivas davalach. So mazeh hu hagasha, second paragraph on this sheet. Imra tzalom edigisha sheniftach mekaira. Now this no women have, laniyas taite. That must, something opens up. What does that open up? It's just a shedding of a line, there's nothing opening up. For the blood to go out, it's not so sealed. The blood goes out without anything opening, right? Shehid diftach makayru to mikra gasha. Amasha gesh shazam mitzar dam la mikra gasha. O name the gam ze bichla gasha. Shalas tshuvis pnei Yeshua el chel yodalad nirepashit. She shiatz menu dam abina shagish shiatzam mikayru. She has to feel that it went out of the. She feels somehow. Women, some today I don't think this exists. Maybe some women are very sensitive. They feel inside the body. They feel inside the body, the blood leaving the mucker.
Something happens there, so it's reasonable to think that some of the...
Says parenthetically, any other physical, he says in parenthetically, then akavar shiyas shiyas men adam, bin shiyagish shiyas miko, vuhadin l'shaim mikum shabagufa, gizhu gufa v'nezazaya, she's shaking. Some women, when they menstruate, they have this kind of reaction in their
onset
bodies.
Of menstruation.
Yeah, I know, but that's not this. No. I know. Most women, or many women, so before they get the period, they get a little, you know, they feel, but that's not this. Yes?
Because that. Some moments where they actually feel it.
This, to me, this is the blood coming out. What happens when the blood comes out? When the actual. I know what you're saying, sweetie. That's more common. More common is with women before they menstruate, so sometimes they get they have some kind of feeling in the body, they get you know, whatever, have some feelings. Yeah, so that's not clear. So he says, "V'hirshach pekam ishmei gesh shneka dam min hamokar." Rashi, Rambam, all the poskim say that nargesh when the dam is uprooted from the mokar. V'vei Rambam, chen Rabbi Chuvaso. His grandfather is the famous Shev Yankov, big Pesach. Hochiach. He's going to bring a raya that feeling the liquid coming out is not agasha. Look at his raya from the perek we just finished. Can't find the hands and feet. Standing, sitting, the big sugya. So what does the Gemara say there? Rosadam. Rebeah mim omedes tamea. Hey chidami. Frank the Gemara. If she's standing, she's mea. Ida agasha. If she had agasha. See, even sitting, if she felt the blood, there's blood in her urine. If she had agasha, so Yosheva samaitara. Everyone alone da agasha. So my answer is la'elam da argisha. So yes, v'yavas tagash tovas zova shezav mered avelach. Like Agmasha, my come and eat the argisha. Eat the argisha. What do you mean the argisha? She's urinating. Of course she had argisha of davelach. This is the Shev Yaakov's raya. So the Gemara is clearing. She's urinating. She found some blood. It was argisha lo argisha. If
it comes from a different place, though.
Yeah, but if the Hagasha means Ziva Stavas Alach, he asks, my coming, Agasha, Lokoch Agasha. When a woman urinates, she feels liquid coming out of her body. She's of Mimena, Lavmerag Lions of Mimena. Thus, a Mairi speaking, the Nimsadam Tochasapel, it's in the urine. The Kogan, the Tomamaya Tadam. Came at the Dam Yotzadoch Merag Lion, Akochik, she's of Mimena. This is his Raya. Now, I, Rabbi, said, didn't think it's a raya. I don't think this is a raya. It's a little like you are timing. Because if you need, if Hagasha is davar lach, it's Hagasha. But if you know it's from urine, that won't be hagasha for the dam neida. Hagasha dam lach means if a woman, if she's urinating, she says, "Oh, she had hagasha." That's not hagasha because that's the hagasha of the urine. Hagasha could mean that if she's in the case, if she's only having davalach, so that could be enough hagasha to make her into neida, but not the hagasha that she has when she's urinating. So I didn't think there was a raya. He likes this raya. He says this is his grandfather's raya. He considers this raya barura. And lemaisa we paskin. I mean, my minog. I'm a paisik. I speak to bigger people. I don't really. These are chesni the shaylas. I'm a sayra from Shlomo Gishon Zilcha Avracha. I have Rusi Yitzchak Abadi. The big paskin in chesni that we don't say. We don't say David Lach is not Hagasha. We paskin it's got to be at least, you know, the Psichas Kever, which is very unusual, or at least some kind of feeling she has.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.